long as I was out in the open, fine.
All right, Otto. Any particular play in the beginning? Just kind of fouled Dave until finally it looked like he kind of took off once he got around Barnes.
Yeah, early on I was comfortable with following, and then I think I played it pretty darn good with Danzer. I went, and then I looked at Barnes a couple times, and each time I looked, Danzer got antsy. And then as soon as he went, I was happy because those two battle and use each other up. So I was good with all that, and then, you know, he spun or whatever, but we unfortunately, because of our setup, we contemplated what to do, and we went the wrong way. And we just had it extremely tight. I'm looking at the tires, and the right front's gone. I peeled it off, and even the left front has wore pretty good. So, you know, you'd like to have more room, but, I mean, nobody did anything wrong. Every time I would get to the outside of a lap car, I think that they were struggling enough that they couldn't really stay down as low as you would have liked. And, you know, it just put me up in the marbles, and I didn't have a choice. I had to go. I know I had a big lead. I knew how big the lead was. I knew all that at the time. But I saw some cars coming, and I would rather, even hindsight, I'd rather do what happened than to have somebody drive by and finish a distant third, fourth, fifth, whatever. I'd rather go down swinging.
Have you ever spun my leading before? Any race?
Here?
Not that comes to mind.
Davey said the same thing. Feels like he overcompensated when he needed it to be tight. He said, make it tight, guys, make it tight. And he made it tight when he thought, like you said, maybe he should have gone the other way with it.
Yeah, I think that it was a little, I don't know. I don't know. The track, the tires, whatever. It was the car was stuck to the track today. I couldn't even scuff the tires. It would get build up on the left front, and we would take off on the initial green, and the rubber chunks would fly. I mean, it felt like there was an inch of rubber being peeled off the front tires every time there was a green, you know, ensuing green. So I don't know. The cars, it's just amazing the amount of rubber and how much they were stuck to the track.